It's not known how many veterans live in Petersburg.
You don't know who's been where.
Paul Anderson is the commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 10002 in Petersburg. He says there is a good reason for the mystery number.
What do you do? Go ask everybody, are you a veteran? Are you walk down the street? And I guess, you know, what do? Wear a place card, say, I am a veteran, you know, with a handout? No. They're everywhere.
The local VFW post is listed as having 33 life members, but Anderson says six of them are deceased. The number is down from when he took over the post in 1997. Then there were 57 life members. But he doesn't take it personally that the post is shrinking. He says it's a national trend. Besides, he knows most veterans are not part of posts anyway. Anderson gives this inclusive definition.
They could be National Guard. They could have been National Guard. They could have been in and out. It's not just about, you know, combat or veterans of foreign wars. It's veteran. If they're in the military, they've served the country.
He guesses that there are probably a couple hundred vets living in Petersburg. There are 217 veterans buried at the Petersburg Memorial Cemetery. They were involved in everything from the Spanish-American War to more modern-day conflicts. Anderson himself served in Vietnam. He says one thing new veterans can do, if they want help, is to take advantage of the information given to them about medical assistance through the Veterans Affairs, or VA.
90% of the people go into the military and spend a lot of time. You're going to have some problems. You're going to, you know, you might injure your back. You might hurt, you know, might cut yourself or something like that. You can be eligible. It might be, you know, you might work in a motor pool, jet engines, something. You got a hearing problem because of that. So you're eligible. It might not be a high percentage, but you can get them to care.
After 18 years at the helm, Anderson would like someone else to take over leading the local VFW post. But he understands that some veterans appreciate the recognition of their service and others do not.
A lot of people just, it's their business. I mean, they don't want, you know, they serve their time and they go on to something else. They go on to fishing. They go on to whatever. All walks of life, you don't know. But I'm sure there's a lot that aren't going to go screaming to sign up on anything. So.
Mm-hmm. But it's their choice.
It's their choice, yeah. They have the freedom of that choice due to the veterans.
Full circle there.
It is. It goes around and around.
Anderson believes that Petersburg is supportive of its veterans. For him, it's a nice day to be counted as a vet. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.